Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. And we have to stop and we have to say happy birthday to Mickey Mouse. He's 90 today, so we don't want to forget that. But you've probably heard we now have 37 days till Christmas, 37 shopping days left. Of course, you know, we have Black Friday coming up, unless you've been inundated with a pre-Black Friday sales. I know I have. And then there's Cyber Monday, and the race is on. And it really seems like the media can be so intense during this time. You know, for us to really be happy, we have to have the right holiday experience. We have to buy that perfect gift and forget whether or not it's in your budget. That's what credit's for. You can spend the rest of the year paying off what you couldn't afford to buy in the first place. And then there are those expectations that we put on ourselves. You know for me, I always feel it's my responsibility to kind of live up to my mother's standard. She always set kind of the framework and the environment for everybody during the holiday season with the meals and the feast. And you know, even for six people, I can cook a feast for 25. I always overdo it, and I always set such high expectations that, you know, even though I think, you know, things turn out well in the end, I put too much pressure on myself. And then, you know, there's always those people, you know, as you go through the holiday season, there is those people that have gone, they've already transitioned. And this seems like a particularly painful time. I miss my mother. I miss my mother-in-law. You know, women who I looked up to and, you know, just really wish I could spend some more time with. And sometimes I feel lonely and a little sad, just a little depressed just because of the people that I'm missing. And now, you know, what I'd like to do is just step back, get out of the chaos, remember the power of who I am, and I am determined that this season I am going to have one of joy, relaxation. I'm going to sit in the stillness of that we are of one mind. There are no tensions, and I'm just going to be joyful. There is a, you know, we've been doing the whole month of gratitude. Can you guys hear that echo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, it's not me, it's the speaker. There was an article that Holmes wrote for a magazine called Uplift in 1918, and it's called The Benefits of Gratitude, and I'd like to read that for you this morning. However great the truth of God's love may be, unless each individual consciously admits it, it does not come in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Being an individual, I must open the door. If I open the door, even partially, I create within myself an avenue for the expression of that love. I allow the complete expression of the infinite through the individuality. So we must first be right ourselves. The starting point is where we are. Within ourselves, we cannot start anywhere else. Then after we have gotten ourselves right in love and in gratitude, and in appreciation of our own ability, we ourselves must be lifted up. Then after we have lifted ourselves up through this principle of love, what is our duty towards society and our relationship to other people? We must express that love and gratitude toward them. And so now we've come to the time where we do a spiritual mind treatment. It's an affirmative prayer for those of you who are not familiar with what that is. So I invite you now to join me in just sitting back, relaxing. Take a couple of really deep breaths, and as you exhale, release anything that is stopping you from being right here in this present moment. And know this with me. There is only one infinite spirit, one creative energy that is first cause to all things. There is absolutely nothing that can oppose this magnificent force. This creative energy is life and love and is my life now. I am a complete and perfect expression of the infinite through my unique individual self. I approach this holiday season knowing every day is new. Every day is filled with love and with joy. I appreciate the joy in giving to others, and I welcome the opportunity to receive and experience love. I sit in stillness, being grateful for the abundance and the blessings I already have. In my stillness, I remember and bask in the love of those who have moved on. I relish the time I have with family and with friends. And I seek out opportunities to be a blessing to those I don't know. I am a beacon of calm in the chaos, expressing love, expressing joy and peace, as we are all of one mind. I release any expectation that I have of what a holiday season should be. I forgive others for past hurts and refuse to allow any new tensions to arise during family gatherings. I am free to express love and joy to the fullest. I am grateful. I am grateful for the opportunity to be fully present in this moment. I am grateful for the opportunity to express love and to laugh. I am grateful for this teaching and the opportunity to know the power of who I truly am. I release my word into law, knowing that it is truth right here, right now, and together we say, and so it is.
So it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appropriate words for this time of year. I came up with a top title from a commercial that I saw. Graduation speech that we have honorary doctoral degree from a particular school. And what she said was, never stop growing. And I thought about never stop thinking and gratitude. And so the title that we have this morning called Endless Gratitude. So Paul was supposed to speak, and then Paul and Bob said, I'm supposed to go to my college. So I said, yeah, I will speak. But I brought my college homecoming. So that's why I have this, my what I call my colors on today. Because I actually placed this sorority called Delta Sigma. And that's one of the things I give gratitude for. I'll tell that story real quick. Go to a game afterwards. So, in reference to the sorority that I pledged, I went to a small historical black college, private institution in Orangeburg, South Carolina. It may have more than one right, but it's that small. And I had gone to a very diverse for that. People were all nationalities. So very diverse. So then I end up at a college with black people, and I didn't feel so comfortable at first. Diversity, like what we see in our life. But you know, life gets ready for everything. So here I am at this college, and I'm kicking and screaming, as I told you, go kicking and screaming into the night. So this time I'm kicking and screaming. I have a college girlfriend that ended up for our homecoming, very first year at that college. Her brother was already there, upperclassmen, and she loved it, and she fell in love with each other. So when we hit that clap, that was Lee. We hit that clap, like, yeah, really coming? She said, yes, I'm coming. Sure enough, I don't know if that order of things didn't happen, whether I was graduated or not. But fast forward to me working at IBM, and I'm in a department where they want to get certified in Myers-Briggs. That's on a personality assessment. What's your degree with it? Had selected. So all these years later, never had I had the proof that I was a college graduate. But now I'm in gratitude for the fact that that one girlfriend helped me to stay. So I think that we can find ways to have endless gratitude for anything we have done successfully. Now, if you look at Thomas Edison, you see that he had some failures along the way, right? I don't know how many times it took him to make that light bulb filament, but it was the first. It was an attempt. I'm not sure it was the first. But did he ever give up? No. So I think there was some business that he didn't walk to. So I decided, as I always do, to go and look up what endless and gratitude meant. So we'll start with endless. Endless is tapping. Or seeming to have no end, no limit, no conclusion, boundless, infinite, and they go on and on with words. So I thought about, a lot of us like to go to brunch after service. They have those so-called bottomless,
right.
Endless. I went to Outback Steakhouse recently for a lunch meeting. They had endless salad. Now, is it really? I think you get kind of stuff. I think I went one round. I was with a male, so they went a few rounds. But I went one round. But can it be endless? So we really don't know what endless really is. Practice it in some way. So it may not always be quite endless. So I looked up the word gratitude, and gratitude means, you always put thankful and grateful in there. It's from the Latin word. And thankful for gratuit. It's a feeling or an appreciation felt or similar positive response shown by the recipient of kindness, gifts, help, a favor, any generosity of any kind falls in the category of gratitude. So I'm finding that gratitude might be easier said than done. We say we want to be thankful about all things. But when we watch the news, we're not always thankful for what we see on the news. And when we get a health diagnosis, we're not always thankful for that diagnosis. So when we say be thankful in all things, it's not always easy to be thankful. So we have to look at what our paradigms are. And a paradigm is the way we see the world. If we're optimistic or if we're pessimistic. So all that we are, and Buddha said this, all that we are results of what we have thought about. Okay? So we have to exercise our muscle on a daily practice of gratitude, because we're the conduit of it. So let me read from Working with the Law, because what I want to talk about is in reference to the fact that we have to come up with where we are and starting to assess who we want to be. So the two books that you'll be hearing from today, one is Working with the Law. I think I told you this a week or so ago by Raymond Hollowell. Because we know that the law is God. It's that one power that we talked about, that we sang about, that we know about. We may not have grown up talking about one power. We talked about two powers actually in that Methodist practice that I sent me to that school. I had to unlearn some practices after going to that particular school. So working with the law means working with that power, that one power of God. There's a scientific way of thinking about everything, a true and a right way that prevents the needless waste of mental energy and produces the desired results of all occasions. All results, however, will vary in quality and in quantity and according to the degree of knowledge possessed and in the measure of mind activity. So let's back to what's going on in our head. How are we thinking? What are we thinking about? Now, I mentioned laws, so let me just kind of pull it into natural law. Natural laws are fundamental. They happen everywhere on the planet where we are. If you live here in the U.S., whether you live in another country, planet Earth, it's all right. Now, if you go outside the planet Earth, you might deal with but on planet Earth, that is a natural law. We use it the way we're supposed to use it at work. You may not understand it, but if we're on the 12th floor and there's 7 stairs, elevator. And then there is a window. We have the option to use the window. We have the option to use the stairs. We have the option to use the elevator. So with gravity, what do we decide to do? Stairs would be next. Stand on the 12th floor. So looking at gravity, we're working with it, right? So we want to start to work with ourselves. What is our gravitational pull? Are we pulled to the side of gratitude? Are we pulled to the side of, oh, what was me? Or there's not enough in the world? Or who is the president? Who is the governor? Who is the senator? Who is my husband? Who is my sister? Who is my brother? All these things that get in the way of us having endless gratitude. So it has something to do with our thinking and the words that matter to us. So I also looked up some words that might help me get into a gratitude mode. Because, you know, if we think about something, we can think about something. Correct? That's what the thinking tells us, and I kind of agree. So it goes much deeper than just saying thank you. What we decide to do is recognize that if we stay in gratitude, we also eliminate some of the negative things that may have been populated around us. Because now we've shifted our attention to what we do want rather than what we don't. So key words I'm thinking in gratitude would be appreciation, kindness. Other words would be grateful, generous. So if we're in that mode, if we're becoming generous with our time, generous with our love, generous in our attention to things, we think we'll be more grateful. We have to decide who we're going to be generous with, right? In my work environment, people will say you get more kindness. You get more with kindness than with vinegar, right? All of that saying. So if you're really angry with someone at work and you're going to hold back and not give them the project they need, you think that's going to affect the whole project? But now we can't be in gratitude because we're not even you have a job or the project in that changes our whole financial perspective. So even in our work environment, if we can find a way to give gratitude, say thank you as often as possible. So I talked about Myers-Briggs and working with the law. Some of us are thinking people and some of us. We make a decision based on our head, or we make a decision based on our heart. I happen to be a heart person. But I tell you what, we need both. We have both in us. We can dominate or lead to the side. So some of us may be thinking, it's logical, if it doesn't fit the bottom line, we're not making that decision. But we can bring our heart and our head together to make that decision. So there's power in the process. We don't do it once and for all. We have to practice this. It becomes a habit, one of my favorite subjects. If we practice this, say thank you for all things. Someone opened the door for us. Someone did give us that report. Someone said a kind word, gave a compliment. Say thank you. I have a granddaughter about 2 years old. She was great in May. And she was a little baby. She showed up and she was talking about her all the time. And so when she's out front, she's at my desk kind of sitting working. And then other times I get up and sit over outside. Work. And what I'm noticing already at 2 years old is that when I ask her something, she says thank you. And I respond to her with thankfulness. If I don't respond to her, then I have to respond to her. I've noticed that about her already at 2 years old. So now we're participating in making sure that we have gratitude. Ourselves. So I will say thank you for saying that. I really want to be grateful about the big things, the little things. They're the probably little things, but they're big to her. It may be little to me, but it's big to her. It's like going back to your grandmother's porch. You remember when you were little, the porch was big. But she's grown up. But what we decide to do is expand that. We get bigger in our gratitude and know that we can offer more by working with the law. We wonder things are in our lives because of gratitude or lack thereof. I'm going to read this to say, your current reality and your current life is the result of the thoughts you have been thinking. And all will totally change once you begin to change your thoughts. And whether you're thinking dominant or feeling dominant, it's the pair that comes together that takes us to the next level. So we decide to change our mind, make that power in our decision. Being grateful is an option that we have in our life. And we can commit to start doing today if we haven't done it already. I think a lot of us are already in gratitude. There was a scientist that I like that talked about time. Habit 3 is based on time management. How you spend your time. So in that particular habit, I went about Einstein's. Albert Einstein, who actually talked about space and time. A boiling pot, if you watch it, doesn't boil, but it keeps boiling, boiling, relative. Or if you live with someone and you really love them, speed up. It's so fast, you can't stand it. So it depends on relativity, on how you feel about something, or whether you really, really enjoy it. It's relative. So here it is. Einstein comes along, very poor background, and he is standing on the shoulders of other scientists. And one of the things that he did every single day was give thanks. He gave thanks 100 times a day. I never wrote this about him, whether it's true or not. I'm carrying it on from Google. So read Google if you need to. But 100 times a day. I was trying to keep up with that the first time I heard it. I still don't think I said it. But he must have got up saying it. He must have said it all day long. He stood on the shoulders of others, and he said it. So you think gratitude that I'm I also think that we can visualize our way into having success that we want and the gratitude that we give every day. We visualize. We can see it. I think visualizing becoming a Delta was just a thought. But he struck whatever pledge, and here comes the person out of nowhere to help her with friends say, but added so much more to my life. Yes, I try to be in gratitude. I did try. Do we see once and for all? No. Every day. Water every day. So it's a practice every single day. You pick yourself up. If you stop and you fall down, get back up, dust yourself off, start in gratitude again. That's how it all works. And then you stop falling. You get a nudge on your shoulder for the brick over your head. And you know how to respond to gratitude. The more you give thanks, the more there is to be thankful for. So how do we visualize? I've made vision boards in the past. The book, The Secret, is the other one that's given some of the ideas about. Anybody ever made a vision board before? You're not telling yourself what you want. Sometimes your laptop can be a vision board. You put a picture book board on there, you head there. And you know you're broke. Or it's on your phone. Whatever you are, a reminder of how you want to be, what you want to do. In life. Yes. Vision boards. Now, I can tell you not to visualize something. And you probably start to visualize it anyway. I'll say clear your heads. Don't think about your kids. Don't think about the dishes. Think. We're not. Don't think about that. Up in that knee. Don't think about that. Don't think about what color. Think about not thinking. Want to stretch your kids? So why can't we talk ourselves? Yes, let's. Yes, let's. Yes, in this Atlanta traffic, let somebody else. Instead of. I remember after. During that time. But after that time, I think that lasted about 3 months, and then we went back to our whatever. What became the how do we do that? There's studies about happiness that Reverend Bob talked about, and there's studies about gratitude. And when you build your emotion on gratitude, you actually build resistance. So here's some ways to kind of get out of your comfort zone. I haven't done these things already. Directly do that. I will sit down. How many of us keep a gratitude journal? We have that gratitude program that's going on. I actually have my sheet. I decided to participate. I've been doing this. I'm on day 18, and I've been filling out. So although there's plenty of things, you have to have the right on the back. I'm grateful about that particular day, but I have to write it on the back. My journal here. What about replacing negative words with positive words? That this one word that I've been using around my granddaughter, my daughter says, when she says that word, I'm going to make it. Positive word. Anybody volunteer? That might be out of your volunteer. Who volunteer? Great volunteer. That's how you come to might be giving some more gratitude.
Right.
Acts of kindness. Anybody ever do any random acts of kindness? That's a good way to show gratitude. Compliment a stranger. Put the door open. Let someone cut in front of you in line at a grocery store. You have to do that. Talk about traffic at grocery stores. I think they have the same kind of feeling. Don't cut the wrong line. You've got more than 15 things. You need to get over there. Right? And we're getting ready to get in that shopping mall where people have more than 15 things and they're in the 15 line. How are we going to act? You decide. Call someone to chat with. Have you ever thought of what to chat with? And they call. An elderly person. Be careful with that one. They might not think they're elderly. Allow a I've ministered to car cutting in front. Smile for 30 days. That's a challenge. Everybody smile every day here. That kind of group, right? Yeah. I'll catch you on candid camera and see. But they say it's. Ladies and guys don't want the reader. I thought it was all about us, girls. Guys don't want them either. And hang out with positive people. I think this is a positive spot. Thank you for getting up and coming in. Rub elbows with those that want life in a greater way. The size that life lived in gratitude. Nothing can prevent your picture from coming into concrete form. Except the same power which say when I pick up in the morning, thank you. I have these pile of books. I used to have a pile of books by my desk, by my bedside table, so I can help get read. The things I can say, we all have mantras that we can say and that get us to where we want to be. But I do want to read this about our thinking, so we get there faster. Our thoughts travel 930,000 times faster than the sound of our voice. No other force or power in the universe yet known is as great or as quick. It is a proven fact and scientifically that the mind is a battery of force and the greatest unknown element. It is our power to think that determines our state of living. If we take the thought of success and keep it in mind, the thought element will be attracted for like attract like. We are mentally drawn to the universal thought current of success, and these thought currents of success exist around us in our world. But we forget these ways to remind ourselves. I'm going to close out with an exercise that I start to do every day. Before I do that, there's another thing I'm grateful for that reminds me. I took this little leap of faith, if you will. In 2008, when our center was actually doing quite a few sky jumps, skydiving. And they would have a sign-up list for you to go, and I was traveling a lot for work, so I decided that was my excuse. I didn't have to go. Why jump out of a perfectly good airplane? You hear that all the time, right? So there was this particular time I wasn't on the road. They had a sign-up sheet. It was time to go, and I didn't have any. But you know what? Any fears, any doubts, anything that might be in my mind that's stopping me, because I might not even know what it is stopping me. So this was for all the unknowns that might have been underneath the surface. But the face that you see on this picture was gratitude that I did not die that day. Because there was another guy whose parachute before me did not open. And they have these backup parachutes, but still, it didn't open. So I get to the plane, and you can decide not to go, but once you pay, you pay. You don't get a refund. You go through your class, and you decide whether you're going to get on the plane and jump, or whether you're going to just pay or whatever it was, to just, I'm not jumping. So I decided I was going to go ahead and jump. And as I got to the door, you kind of roll out. You don't actually jump out because, you know, you're kind of squatting like this. I had a real cute guy on my back, so that was cute too. But I still got to the door and said, what am I doing? And I saw the ground. We were 15,000 feet up. And I said, okay, God, this is for everything I need to let go of. I rolled out. Safe. I was glad I made it safe to the ground. So this is a reminder of gratitude, and there was a lot of trust on the plane pilot, the tandem guy I was with, my own self, not to panic. If you can panic, it's just like drowning, you can drown the victim. But you can be a drowning victim and help drown the person that's trying to save you. You can mess up with tandem. We had an hour-long class about what not to do. That's giving you that visualization about the kitchen. I'm like, why are you telling me all this stuff not to do? For me to do it, and here I am on the ground. So you have to just pay attention and be in gratitude all the time. So as I close out, knowing that gratitude is where we want to stay, and it's definitely a process, to let doubt enter. I want to let you know that the steps of treatment, I have them here. I have gratitude. If you don't know them, Recognition is knowing there's one power. Unification is the fact that you're with that power. Affirmation, tell the power what you want. Endless gratitude. Gratitude is the next step. Give thanks and release it. It's out there. And sometimes there is doubt. But there might be fear. Speak to that fear and that doubt. Call it out. Don't act like it's not there. Tell it, go away. Go back to the nothingness it came from, because it came from somewhere out of nowhere. Go back there. And then reaffirm. Take a lip and endless gratitude, and you will always have something to be thankful for. I have a few of these I'm going to leave on the floor too. As we close out, take care of you, because that's how you will be in gratitude. And if you have to listen to the flicker, if I don't have enough of them, you can write them down. It's 12 steps. Number one, if it feels wrong, don't do it. Number two, say exactly what you mean. Number three, don't be a people pleaser. Number four, trust your instinct. Number five, never speak bad about yourself. Number six, never give up on yourself. Number seven, don't be afraid to say no. Number eight, don't be afraid to say yes. Number nine, be kind to yourself. Number ten, let go of what you can't control. Number 11, stay away from trauma and negativity. Go out there, have endless gratitude. Don't let it stop after Thanksgiving, but pump it up for this week so you can be thankful, giving all the time. Let us take what works, leave the rest, relax, and start to breathe in. Being able to breathe this pure breath. Take in that substance that's readily available for us. It's one power. It is absolute, present in everything, everywhere, all the time. Call it what you want. In you. So we decide to have a smile on our face and we live life large. We have those that encourage us when life does give us stumbling blocks and we fall and we need help getting up. But we always fall less in line with high thoughts. Dream them. We visualize the best. We visualize what we want to come into life and not what we do. So we can spread peace and gratitude through our own lives. It fills in our community. It fills in Atlanta. It fills in Georgia. It fills in the U.S. Gratitude. If we live in this, knowing that it's infinite, we get out of it. Shine brighter, living bright. Kindness, joy, care, knowing that it's ever out. The more we give thanks, the more we will have to be thankful. And beyond, now knowing that we're okay. now we come into the part that helps us to be loving state. The doors open, volunteer, where we are fed, we feel